The next exercise is compassionate image meditation. This meditation will take 20 minutes. And the purpose is to bring to mind a place or a person or any living being in whose company you feel naturally soothed and comforted. So we begin this meditation like the others, finding a reasonably upright posture in which you can be at ease. And then put your hand over your heart and take a few deep, easy breaths. And now, keeping your hand over your heart or allowing your hand to drop back to your lap, just allow yourself to drop into your physical body and feel the sensations that are occurring right now in your physical body. Allow yourself to feel what it's like to be in a human body right here and right now. Just feel whatever is going on in your body without judgment, letting it be just as it is. And now find your breath in your body, wherever you can feel it most easily. Just allow your mind to linger with your breathing. And when you're distracted and your mind wanders, then just return to the feeling of the breath. So just feel your breath moving in your body for about a minute. And whenever your mind wanders, just go back to your breathing. And in this way, we allow the mind to slowly stabilize and calm just a little bit. Just feel the sensations of the breathing. And now release your breath. And if you wish, you could put your hand back on your heart or not. But bring your attention to the chest region, to your heart. And allow yourself to bring to mind a person or a living being who naturally makes you smile, who makes you very happy, who naturally makes you happy. So that might be a child, or it might be a close friend, might be a grandparent or a parent, or it might be somebody whom you don't know very well, but whom you deeply admire and gives you joy. Or it might be somebody who represents goodness and love and compassion, perhaps a religious figure. See if there's any human being who, when you think of that person, lifts your heart and makes you feel good about yourself as a human being. Or if it's hard to find a person who fits in that category, then you can choose some being that might be a little imaginary, like Yoda, or a figure from mythology. Or perhaps there's an animal in your life. Perhaps there's a dog or a cat whom you dearly love and who you feel very, very good, who you feel comforted and soothed to be around. So follow your inner experience. What being, real or imaginary, human or otherwise, gives you a sense of comfort, perhaps soothes you naturally? And finally, perhaps you feel most soothed in a particular place in nature, a safe place, perhaps in a grove of trees or a particular garden, or perhaps by the seashore. Perhaps there's a place where you feel naturally soothed and at ease. So audition people, living or no longer living, real or imaginary, or other living beings, pets, maybe a beautiful bird that's often outside your window, or places. Audition people, living beings, places, for some image which soothes and comforts you every time you think about it, that puts you at peace. So if you have such an image, which we'll call a compassionate image, because that image soothes and comforts us, particularly in the midst of emotional discomfort or pain. Now allow yourself to visualize that image in as much clarity as you possibly can. So if it's a person, perhaps you would like to study that person's face and their kindly gaze. Or if it's a pet, you might want to remember what it feels like to run your fingers through the dog or cat's fur. Or if it's a place in nature, you might recall what it's like to be sitting on the earth, the warm, soft earth, or hearing the sounds of the waves if it's by the ocean. So allow yourself to bring to mind with all the senses, sight, hearing, touch, smell, with all the senses, allow yourself to enjoy the company of your compassionate image. If you wish, you can strengthen the process again by keeping your hand on your heart, or you can even wrap your arms around yourself to strengthen the physical sensation of being comforted and soothed. And as you do that, just remember what you're seeing when you visualize that compassionate image. What do you see? If there's anything to be heard, what do you hear? Are there any smells? Perhaps not, but maybe there are. And what do you hear? And when your mind wanders, as it naturally will, maybe you'll have some doubts, maybe you'll have some associations, maybe you're thinking of something that you would rather not be thinking about. Whatever it may be that occurs, just notice, thinking, and then return to the image. Return to the comfort of good company. Just savor and enjoy the company of your compassionate image. And if it's a person, perhaps you might even open your ears to some words that this person might say to you. Maybe the compassionate image has words to say to you that speak to your current situation, how you might be feeling. Or maybe they're just some kind and compassionate and tender words that would be said for no reason at all. So let yourself hear what your compassionate image might be sharing with you. If it's a person, what type of wise, caring things would this source of compassion say to comfort you if you were suffering? And how would its voice sound? What feelings would be conveyed in its tone? Even if you're feeling a little numb or shut down, or if you're not feeling anything at all right now, just allow yourself to simply be in the company of your compassionate image. Just return your mind again and again, again and again to the comfort of your compassionate image. What do you see? If there's anything to hear, what do you hear? If there's anything to feel, what do you feel? Any smells? Or maybe you just want to be there, nearby. Find a distance from your compassionate image that's just right for you, maybe very close or maybe a little distant. Just savor the good company. Let yourself be comforted and soothed with good company. The mind will naturally wander. So just bring your mind back to the image. Just visualize your compassionate image and savor the feelings that might arise. And if there are no feelings, that's okay too. Just enjoy the company. Just be there. Just be together with your compassionate image. Now release the image from your mind's eye and just sit quietly. Just sit quietly in your own body and savor some of the feelings that may have arisen. Whatever you may be feeling, just let it be just as it is. And know that any time, day or night, whenever you need it, you can bring yet again your compassionate image to mind.